what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Yeah, do we fight? We fight for you, for my... You know, I fight for my daughter. I fight for the kids and their kids' kids. I fight every day. And boy, I think we're over the target almost, well, every day. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show right here, Monday. What is it? The 26th of September, Shady Groove. Welcome.
Thank you very much. September is about over, and we fight for all of you. We fight for your ability to understand what's going on in this world every day. Thank you so much for joining us here. It is not always the easiest conversation, Jeff, but we think it's the right conversation, and that's the way we navigate here every weekday, Monday through Friday.
And I still have my money in the bank. So all you September 24th clickbaiters can just leave the show now. Or listen here, because, you know, now you're let down again. Somebody said September 24th that you're going to lose all your money. We're going to go all digital coin. Whoever said that and you're following it and you wrote it in our channel, you need to apologize now, because we were right again that you are just going to be let down yet again. It's a tactic that they use. They pick a date and nothing happens. They get you all worked up and nothing happens. Disconnect from the clickbait, folks. Trust yourself.
Yeah, and effectively, you go out and you tell your friends these dates, or you say this stuff to them, and then guess what? The date rolls around and nothing happens. So what are you going to do?
Right? I mean, they look... You can apologize to me now. We are right yet again that nothing happened on the 24th. You're welcome. Boom. I mean, sorry. And then Xi is in prison, according to all these clickbaiters. You can't prove it. It's a theory. If I tell you it's a theory, that's one thing. But, you know, it actually should be Lee, because if you really follow the Q drops, Xi probably is helping getting rid of the New World Order, which Li Jinping is part of, guys. I mean, people don't understand anything. Come on, guys, learn. We love you guys.
Come on, man.
The MG Show, don't fall for that clickbait, do you? Let's press 17 if you know and you discern for yourself. God bless you guys. Thank you very much. Shady Groove. So here we go. We've got a lot to discuss today. We had Arabella Advisors funded the Texas Tribune put on a New World Order event in Austin, Texas. We're going to expose the crap out of those people. And much, much more. But we're not funded by Lucifizer. We're funded by you, Yeti. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Welcome back to the MG Show. It's 800-873-0478. 1-800-873-0478. Well, it's just 800-873-0478 now. I don't think we have to press one anymore. But hey, thank you, Mike Lindell, for supporting this show. Thank you for buying new sheets, new pillows, new My Pillow dog beds for your dogs. They're awesome. Slippers. I mean, just you name it. A lot of great stuff over there, and it supports his organization with a bunch of great patriots who's being attacked by the deep state every day. Shady Groove, welcome back. So we got a lot to cover. The first thing I want to laugh at today, report on today, is Nancy Pelosi shows up at a climate change rally.
Pass the planet on in a responsible way. Your actions
help make this happen.
And I'm here to say thank you.
Woo! Wow. So is that a climate change rally where these people are allegedly, you know, schnookered and brain mind controlled for the green tyranny that was sponsored by Hitler? The first person that did green tyranny is Hitler. Okay. But this is their playbook. They're using the same one. So these people allegedly believe in climate change. And then the Speaker of the House, who should be on their side, and she won the election, I'm sure, just like Joe Biden, right, is booed.
Thoroughly booed. Thoroughly booed. I get it. People are sick of it. People are tired of it. People are done with it. And they realize where it's coming from, my friend. And I think this is the moment that we've been talking about. The moment of a precipice is upon us, because it isn't just about, it's not about the left defending it. The left is now not defending it up and down the board. They're starting to break away and recognize that following the lemmings off the cliff might not be the best idea any longer, because they've been doing it for a while now.
That climate change is a global crisis, but we can start addressing it by responding it at home.
As Speaker of the House, I am here to thank you for your dazzling advocacy, entrepreneurial thinking, and determination as global citizens. Thanks to your help that the United States recently enacted historic climate legislation, which will be a game changer. It will slash carbon pollution by 40% by 2030. It will give an historic $370 billion to fight the climate crisis.
Boo.
And it will have water, better water and air for our children, better paying jobs and lower energy bills for their parents, and allow us to pass the planet on in a responsible way. Your actions help make this happen. And I'm here to say thank you.
Woo! How's that for having an amazing impact, global citizens? Come on,
global citizens.
Thank you, Speaker Pelosi.
But as you all know, much more needs to be done. More to help countries that suffer the most from the climate crisis. We are working to increase funding for international climate finance to ensure that we meet President Biden's $11 billion commitment. At the same time, we must recognize that democracy makes for a safer planet, and we will continue to defend democracy in Ukraine. Slava Ukraini.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's how I listen to this.
What I promised all of you tonight is that, inspired by your powerful activism, we will do all in our power to preserve this planet for generations to come, for the children
that we can harvest their organs from and steal and maim. That's great.
Yeah.
That's
fell to the highest bidder. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great, Nancy Pelosi. You know what? How about no? How about Donald Trump was, you know, in what she's had how many years in politics? 85,000. How old is she?
Yeah. 50. I think 50 years in politics. She's pushing 150.
And she hasn't gotten one damn thing done except for tyranny.
No, she's implemented a lot of tyranny. You can be sure of that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's why this election is so important, guys. Get out and vote. Make sure you get out and vote. I know we can't fix 2020 until we win 2022 and we win 2024, and that's when justice can be served. I mean, we just need to get out there, Shady. When you see this stuff, it's like, what are we even living in, Shady? I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's an Orwellian nightmare is what we're living in right now. I mean, you're going through it. Everything that they wrote down in the book, instead of using the book as a warning, they've used the book as a blueprint.
So even a drunk hit-and-run driver, Paul Pelosi, who Nancy's 82 and is savagely booed during an appearance at the New York City's Global Citizen Music Festival in Central Park after schmoozing backstage with A-listers and drunk driver husband, Paul. These are the people that lead you. Who elected these people?
They elected themselves, sir. I'm pretty sure that they elected themselves.
Selected. All right, Shady. Apparently, we've been doing the rounds on CNN. Apparently, we were on at least three shows on CNN. I think it might be more. Somebody's saying that it's been pretty much going around all weekend. But did you know, Shady, that you and I made Al Jazeera?
We did?
We did.
What?
Yeah. We're on
ACAP.
Oh, yeah, with ACAP and Julian Field with the infamous QAnon podcast. You know what? Listen to what they say and let me know let me know if you're ashamed.
Harry Lake has gone on to a QAnon show.
So I appreciate that you had me on today. It's always a pleasure to be on with Greg.
These figures use the QAnon community, whether they believe it or whether they see it for some type of political gain.
If I were to describe the shift in the movement in QAnon terms, they've gone from trust the plan to we are the plan.
Boom.
You need to be involved in your local committees. You need to be involved in your local school boards. You need to be running for local office. That is the main difference that we see with this movement. It has both kind of merged with a Republican push for local positions, but has also become more tangible and less of a armchair movement.
So we've become more tangible. You, the listeners of the MG show, is who they're afraid of. They're not afraid of Shady and I. I mean, maybe because we're actually getting the word out there because of viewers like you, but my gosh, Shady, CNN, Al Jazeera,
Media matters. That was actually a positive message. Julian, thank you. I mean, what you said was absolutely brilliant. We are the plan. The people have always been the plan. And you allegedly have this QAnonymous podcast. You should know that. We, the people, have always been the plan, Julian.
Yep. The differentiation between Q's plan and the QAnon plan. You know, they have the QAnon plan and they are running wild over there. And it's almost like, completely out of the box. They've gone off the rail. But the reality of the situation is this is what we're doing. We're plugging people in. We're getting people involved. We're getting people to stand up. And it's funny that sure triggers them, because they already know that they had all the levers of government before. They were in control of everything. They were going to tell you what your school board was going to do. They were going to tell you what your elected class were going to do, what your judges were going to do. And now all of a sudden you're making that decision. And that is a little bit, that goes against what their plan was just a little bit. They thought you would just sit down, shut up, and go away.
We're not going to do it. We're not going anywhere, Shady. And, you know, he says this, you know, we're going to play the full segment. You know, because it's actually pretty good, because, you know, Donald J. Trump, in fact, retruthed a picture from Patriots in Control on True Social with a Q lapel pin and a storm reference and Where We Go One, We Go All. And that popped their heads. And now we're on CNN, multiple shows. We're on Jake Tapper, whose producer got charged with child pedophilia crap. And then Anderson Vanderbilt Cooper, who basically he's there with his mom, Mrs. Vanderbilt, reading a story underneath a shadow box of a death ceremony, satanic.
True.
Who are you gonna believe? Your neighbors? You? Who are you gonna believe? Are we gonna believe Anderson Vanderbilt Cooper and Jake Tapper and all these nutbags that they don't have your best interest at heart? And apparently Shady and I are taking slings and arrows, but we're honored. We're honored to be here, a conversation. I've never thought that I'd be on CNN, Anderson Cooper mainstream, more than once. I've never thought that Jake Tapper and Tony O'Sullivan would get together and talk about it. And, you know, wow, you and me, Shady, actually started this show 4 years ago with the Q Lounge Live, and we still have the Q Lounge Live. If you missed the Q Lounge Live Sunday, get to watch it. It's right here on rumble.com/MG show. And, you know, want to thank Brighteon.tv and your listeners, you know, and their listeners, our listeners there. We're on CNN and Al Jazeera, guys. Something must be up with that. Kind of freaks me out a little bit, but I am not ashamed of what they said, Shady.
I'm not either, and I'm glad. I love the clip that they put up on CNN. I think that's a great clip, because we do know who the people are that are destroying our country, and that's the issue right now. Is the people that are destroying our country realize that they don't have any cover? And this example we just showed with Nancy Pelosi is an absolute testament to that. That is showing it. I mean, that was in New York, guys. That wasn't like, you know, in Missouri or in Texas. That was in New York City.
Real quick, Ghostwriter K says Nancy Pelosi bleeds isopropyl alcohol. Change my mind. That's a 17. Thank you so much. Alchemist Zach says, I love the MG show. We love you, Zach. We also had one more that said, we're all mad here, and I just lost it because it just went away. But she said, don't take the bait. Here it is. There's no bait on those hooks. Stop biting shiny things, guys. You know, and, you know, we were discussing it the other day, is that we're basically a firewall. You know, we've got a firewall of people trying to usurp you before you get to us. And they use all these clickbait claims, and they say all these clickbait things. And, you know, Shady and I could clickbait the heck out of you if we wanted to, but we're not going to do it, Shady.
It's true. It is true. I mean, you know, just like you were talking about earlier, that whole thing with the G being arrested, that was going around all weekend. There's a few other clickbait stories that are out there right now. And, you know, it boils down to being able to vet the story and vet the source and whether or not it's true or not. And it's not that hard to do. As a matter of fact, you think it's very difficult, like from an outside perspective, but it's not very hard to do, to actually vet and source material. And I just wish more people would do it, man.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had, and Kash Patel comes on tomorrow. Kash Patel, former director, chief of staff for the Pentagon, guys. I mean, we have him on tomorrow. So take that, Donny O'Sullivan and Alex Kaplan. And let's watch a little bit of this Al Jazeera. It's called Trump and QAnon, the cult and the conspiracy. And it's done by the Listening Post and featured on Al Jazeera. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, a cult makes you believe things that you shouldn't believe, you know, Q is expanding your thinking for yourself, trust in yourself, trust in God. Discernment is what we've been taught. Nobody's drinking any Kool-Aid here. Nobody is telling you what to think here. It's all your own thinking. And that's what we try to do. A fact is a fact, whether we like it or not, Shady. And a theory is clearly marked as such. It's really that simple.
And well, I mean, if we were to present clickbait type narratives and things like that, well, I can guarantee you that they would be taking the clips from the show and that they would be publishing them and showing you how we were wrong because we called out this date. Nothing ever happened. You see how that works?
And why aren't they on the mainstream media, Shady? Because maybe they're part of it.
Maybe so.
Interesting. We obviously are a threat to them, Shady Groove, and proud of it. So let's watch a little bit of this. Trump and QAnon, the cult and the conspiracy.
Here we go.
And the conspiratorial games people play. Political ones involving Donald Trump's MAGA Republicans. Plus, Vladimir Putin's threats go nuclear. And Iranian women defy the authorities and set fire to their hijabs.
Hello, I'm Richard Gisbert, and you're at The Listening Post, where we don't cover the news. We cover the way the news is covered.
Check.
We begin with Donald Trump and the QAnon conspiracy movement, a relationship that has gone from occasional flirtation on the ex-president's part to more of an open embrace. Last week, at a rally in Ohio, Trump's people played a song that is associated with QAnoners. It was music to their ears. The group's members somehow believe that a secret cabal of the rich and powerful, people they say are pedophiles, actually runs the U.S. government, and that Trump is their only chance to stop them. The movement also happens to be home to some deeply toxic white supremacists and anti-Semites.
Wrong.
The FBI has warned about its links to violence in the country.
The FBI in Arizona.
After being forced off mainstream social media, QAnon's followers have fled to the outer reaches of the internet. Since then, QAnon's gamification of reality has morphed into some more pragmatic goals, such as electing certain politicians, and its beliefs have been absorbed into radicalized parts of Trump's Republican Party. Our starting point this week is Youngstown, Ohio. Until last weekend, the political love affair between Donald Trump and QAnon was conducted, for the most part, with a wink, an occasional nod. After years of flirting with the movement's wild conspiracy theories.
Stay tuned, everybody. Stay tuned.
Trump took it a step further at a rally in Ohio. The soundtrack playing beneath part of his speech is a song called Where We Go One, We Go All.
There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break.
That phrase, known by its acronym, WWG1WGA, serves as a mantra to QAnon's followers. True to form, Trump's spokesman denied the obvious link. But if it wasn't that song that was playing, why would so many in the crowd seem to recognize it and raise one finger in response in what many have concluded is some kind of QAnon salute?
Trump's team <You've> concluded. has claimed that the song used was a song called Mirrors.
We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people.
We have checked, and Mirrors and WWG1WGA are the same. They're the same song. We've confirmed that through a program we used. They're the same song. After we reported, the song is the same. They've continued to use it.
People who were in that audience knew exactly what was going on.
Damn straight they did.
Try this 6-second method tonight to reverse type 2
diabetes. Oh my God.
You're fighting
Use
against diabetes, pre-diabetes.
Even if Trump didn't, And that's what's so scary here is that Trump is reacting to things.
This is the music.
Yay, where we go when we go all. That's terrible.
Which is really at the foundation of this man's cracked ego, because they are almost religiously dedicated to him. And he doesn't recognize that he's getting deeper and deeper into QAnon. At worst, he does recognize it, and he's part of it.
The downplaying of the song is almost besides the point. It's over 100 times now that Trump and his team have retruthed, as they call it on their platform, posts by QAnon influencers, posts that contain a Q or the slogan, "Where we go all." Whoever runs his campaign is very aware of these references, and Trump is very aware that this is a valuable part of his base.
It's very possible that this is also part of the calculation for Trump. If he's having financial difficulties, this QAnon group is a ready and dedicated crowd. So it could be reflecting either he wants to motivate his base, or he needs money, or both, because there's always a grift when Trump is involved.
In another sign of his tacit support, just 4 days before that rally, Trump reposted an image of himself wearing a Q pin on his lapel, along with language evocative of the movement. For journalists, summarizing the beliefs of QAnon members without sounding pejorative can be a real challenge. But let's try. They insist that the Trump White House was engaged in a secret war with the deep state, that his enemies were Democrats, devil worshippers led by Hillary Clinton and Hollywood elites, a cabal that abducts children to sexually abuse and eat. QAnon first emerged in 2017. When mainstream social media outlets banned them from their platforms, QAnon conspiracists took to more fringe sites like Gab, Rumble, and Trump's own Truth Social, leaving the censors behind. The content has evolved. QAnon now provides one-stop shopping online for a whole range of conspiracies.
The visible aspects of the movement become more extreme when you push them to platforms that have less censorship, because they're reaching less of a large audience, and in that small pond, they feel more comfortable communicating in ways that are openly anti-Semitic or openly
communicating the same way we always did. Thank you.
White supremacist.
There's nothing white supremacist, Julian. You're lying, pal.
Viewpoints.
The same thing happens with any extremist organization.
Yeah. Remember, Patriots have no skin color? Is that anti-Semite? Is that racist? I didn't think so.
With the traditional social media platforms banning QAnon, they have been isolated into small corners. They isolate, isolate, isolate until finally they're only talking to each other. Self-brainwashing.
you're censoring us. We're going to isolate anything.
All corners. They isolate until finally they're only talking to each other. Self-brainwashing. The QAnon adherents haven't gone away at all. And in fact, the number has appeared to have grown.
But it's become almost like a mass movement. According to the surveys that have been done by AEI, American Enterprises Institute, and the Institute for the Study of Religion, QAnon could be 15% of the American adult population, which is 30 million people. And that's a lot of people who believe in this crazy conspiracy theory. So I think it's important that we also understand it's not just low information voters.
And it's not crazy.
And it's not necessarily stupid people.
30 million adults, potential voters in a politically divided country. And the U.S. midterm elections take place 6 weeks from now.
The establishment puppets of the D.C. swamp have waged a war against American success and independence.
QAnon candidates, or at least Republicans willing to cozy up to the movement, are on more and more ballots, an estimated 78 candidates in 26 states.
It's time to make America dominant again.
This is not just Trump. There are numerous Q QAnon supporting candidates for office throughout the country, for Congress, for Secretary of State, for governorships.
I'm Tina 40. I'm a wife, mother, grandmother, and small business owner. I'm running for Congress to challenge the establishment and fight for you.
Some have been elected already. A Republican nominee for governor of Arizona, Carrie Lake, has gone on to a QAnon show.
So I appreciate that you had me on today. It's always a pleasure to be on with
use the QAnon community, whether they believe it or whether they see it for some type of political gain.
If I were to describe the shift in the movement in QAnon terms, they've gone from trust the plan to we are the plan. You need to be involved in your local committees. You need to be involved in your local school boards. You need to be running for local office. That is the main difference that we see with this movement. It has both kind of merged with a Republican push for local positions, but has also become more tangible and less of a armchair movement.
What will be interesting is that because they say that elections were stolen, that the voting machines were taken over by Chavez in Venezuela, even though he's dead, or that we cannot trust the outcome of the election, there is a danger that the most loyal QAnon supporters will not vote because they think the vote is wasted.
That's Lynn Wood narrative. We are all going to vote. Press 17 if you guys are all going to vote. Let's see it right now.
I'm going to vote.
That if they genuinely believe it, the Republicans will lose this voting bloc instead of being able to rely on the voting bloc.
They are a new fringe conspiracy theory group called QAnon.
Initially, Americans failed to take QAnon with its talk of cabals, pedophiles, and the deep state seriously. That should have changed in 2021. On January 6th, when the group was at the heart of the insurrection on Capitol Hill. But some Republicans simply cannot resist flirting with a conspiratorial movement that also appeals to white supremacists and anti-Semites. There's an alignment there, hope to be had. Hence the nods, the winks, the musical soundtrack.
Shady, are you an anti-Semite?
No, sir.
No. The people that are calling you an anti-Semite just may perhaps be. We've learned the term projection.
Yep.
And that is as good a measure as any of America's moral decline. It's diminishing democracy.
What political party in history has associated itself with an organization identified by the FBI as
in Arizona only?
You just think about that for a minute. We already have QAnon members who are in Congress and state government. If Donald Trump becomes president, we are going to have QAnon members at the highest reaches of government.
Yes, we are.
And that is not asking questions about who these people are. It is time now. We are at a point in history we have never been in before. And instead of confronting it, people are overlooking it. Because of its absurdity. It's not absurd.
No, it's not.
It's dangerous.
It's not. It's dangerous to you,
not we the people.
So I love this group. This
Here
is
we go.
Hang patriots.
On.
I've been using so much
Use
of their
code
stuff.
MG
this
show.
Is a great portable.
There you go.
To Russia now. Vladimir Putin's threat this past week, thinly veiled, that the Kremlin has not ruled out using nuclear weapons to protect its people, is still reverberating overseas and has also had consequences at home. Johanna Hus is here with the details.
Richard, President Putin used a television address to issue that threat after Russian troops retreated following a...
Is it Hus or Hose? I can't tell. Shady, I mean, is it Johanna Hus or Hose? Just asking for fun.
After troops retreated following a successful counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces. Putin announced the mobilization of 300,000 men from Russia's reserve, the first such move since World War II, and he had to find a way to explain that.
Washington, London, Brussels, прямо подталкивают Киев к переносу военных действий на нашу территорию.
Just 6 months ago, Putin vowed that reservists would not be called to fight. So this U-turn provoked thousands of Russians to come out in protest. One of the issues protesters have been angered by is that pro-war Kremlin elites and members of their families aren't being drafted. That inspired a prank call, live streamed on YouTube by supporters of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny to the son of one of Putin's top officials, press secretary Dmitry Peskov.
Это военный комиссариат с вами разговаривает. Вы сейчас можете говорить? Вам сегодня была отправлена повестка, в том числе и госуслуги, и на бумаге она к вам приходила, и вы пока еще не отозвались. А там был указан номер, по которому вы должны перезвонить и завтра в 10 утра явиться в военный комиссариат.
Вы считаете, что я господин Песков?
Да.
Насколько это не совсем правильно, чтобы я там находился?
Угу.
Короче, я буду это решать на это самое. Я буду это решать на другом уровне.
Можно ставить галочку? Согласен пойти добровольцем на фронт? Просто мне тут нет. Надо... Нет?
While Putin's stance on mobilization has changed, what hasn't is how the Kremlin and its propagandists on the airwaves justify Russia's actions.
Путин в своем выступлении предельно ясно обозначил, что воюем мы не с нынешним украинским политическим режимом, а со странами НАТО. Цель Запада – уничтожить Россию.
They're still blaming the West and NATO for the war in Ukraine. But Russia's recent military setbacks have made it challenging for those pro-war TV hosts. Sticking to the official line, for example, that this is not a war, just a special military operation, one which Russia is threatening to take nuclear, is a tough one to sell, even on Russia's state-controlled airwaves.
Thanks, Joe. Back to QAnon now and the conspiratorial mindset. Journalists have spent a lot of time trying to understand how so many Americans have come to believe in conspiracy theories. One of the more interesting takes we've come across is from a game designer, Reed Berkowitz. In QAnon, Berkowitz sees a world similar to the ones he creates in ARGs, alternate reality games. His analysis, an essay we asked him to adapt for television, explains a lot about the way our flawed minds work and how easily we can be dragged down the conspiratorial rabbit hole.
Believe us, not your eyes.
With experience in a very small niche, I create and research games designed to be played in reality, fictions designed to feel as real as possible, puzzles where the deeper you dig, the more you find. Games
like
with rabbit
holes. With Chris Hansen over there.
And entice you through the looking glass. When I saw QAnon, I knew exactly what it was and what it was doing. I had seen it before. I had almost built it before. It was gaming's evil twin. A game that plays people.
A liberal game designer's analysis of QAnon.
QAnon uses the form and techniques of alternate reality gaming, ARG. The QAnon universe has a game-like feel to it that is...
Reed Berkowitz drinks a lot of soy lattes, S-O-Y.
...evident to anyone who has ever played an ARG or an online roleplay. However, Q is not a game. QAnon is like a reflection of a game in a mirror. It looks just like one. But it is inverted. In one of the very first experience fictions I ever designed, the players had to explore a creepy basement looking for clues. The object they were looking for was barely hidden, and the clue was easy. As the participants started searching for the object I had hidden, they spotted little random scraps of wood on the floor that happened to make the shape of a perfect arrow, pointing right at a blank wall. It had to be a clue. Then it got worse. Since there obviously was no clue there, the group decided the clue they were looking for was in the wall. The collection of ordinary tools they found conveniently laying around seemed to enforce their conclusion that this was the right direction. It was all random chance, but I could see the connections that had been made were all completely logical. These were normal people, and their assumptions were normal and logical and just completely wrong. They had not found a clue. They had created one. Psychologists have a name for this kind of syndrome. They call it apophenia. Apophenia is the tendency to perceive a connection or meaningful patterns between unrelated or random things. In QAnon, that's the point. It isn't about finding the clues and solving the puzzles. It's about confusing people into tearing down walls. If you are a designer and have puzzles...
Comb your hair.
then apophenia is a wild card you always have to be concerned about. QAnon is a mirror reflection of this dynamic. Here, apophenia is the point of everything. There are no scripted plots. There are no puzzles to solve created by game designers. There are no solutions. They're constantly getting the player lost by pointing out unrelated random events and creating a meaning for them that fits the propaganda message Q is delivering.
Q is everybody. We don't know who particularly Q is. Q is a movement. Okay? It says think for yourself. It doesn't tell you to follow one leader. Right. You can think about what you want with Q.
Q is a fictional character in a fictional game. A real whistleblower with important information would get it out as fast as possible to the most reliable source possible. There are people like Daniel Ellsberg, Edward Snowden, and Chelsea Manning. They don't drop clues and make you solve puzzles to look at the information. Q does, though. He does this because he is not a whistleblower. Q is a fictional character and acts exactly like a fictional character. This is because the purpose of Q is not to divulge actual information, but to create fiction. Let's take a look at how this works. To create apophenia, first you need random data. The more, the better. Then you need to interpret that data in a way that leads you to a false solution that fits the narrative. In several Q drops, Q tells followers that there is a shadowy cult out there, in which the members are required to reveal their status through symbolism, like owls and horned animal heads. Q asks them to look out for these symbols in jewelry, tattoos, or hand gestures of public figures and celebrities. Of course, Q knows what they'll find. The Clintons throwing the rock and roll hand horns, Jay-Z flashing the Illuminati sign, the Rothschilds wearing horned heads at fancy dress costume parties. The images pile up fast. Clue after clue points the investigator.
Hey, Shady, you're invited to a fancy horned head costume party tonight.
Oh, well, thank you. You're invited to a cremation of care ceremony there in Anderson's bedroom.
Look at this. Here's a human sacrifice, mother, Anderson, and the kid that they sacrificed.
Threw out the window.
Yeah, that's right.
There's to mountains of out-of-context images of the people they distrust.
That's out of context.
Totally looking like they are in a cult.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no doubt about the political nature of this propaganda either. This is the internet's repurposing of hatred's greatest hits. It isn't an isolated process, but done in a large community of like-minded people. They share their finds and get showered with compliments, encouragement, and praise. They post images, trade theories, create memes, Photoshop the images into crazy quilts of people wearing owls and goat heads and pentagrams. They may not believe it, as they watch endless music videos of a Hollywood elite covered in occult symbolism, screaming about drugs and demons.
My friend used to pay $163 for car insurance.
No, he didn't.
Most insurance companies are...
A doubt grows. Doubts are notoriously hard to get rid of. The ideas start to surround them. A majority of people they know believe...
Real quick, I'd just like to bring this to your attention. Here's Hillary Clinton wearing an upside-down cross. Okay? All right?
Just putting that out there.
But there's no cult. Continue.
At least partly in QAnon-inspired conspiracies. All their news feeds echo the same thing. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and all over Twitter. OAN and Newsmax are reporting on it.
QAnon is becoming a widely accepted system of beliefs, the new mainstream.
If they ever lose faith, there are senators and even the former president of the United States talking about what a great movement QAnon is.
I've heard these are people that love our country.
Eventually, they just stop fighting it. They finally accept what is right before their eyes, and what explains so much, and what everyone around them is also seeing and telling them is the truth. It's an international satanic cult. And this is the moment of apophany. Only this is delusion as revelation.
Not really.
There's a reason that people enjoy doing puzzles, one most of us aren't aware of. When we solve puzzles, we get a hit of dopamine. It biochemically anchors the idea into our mind in a way that conveys certainty and gives us the motivation to solve more puzzles. It's that feeling you experience when you get the lawnmower to work or when you solve a hard puzzle in a great game. We also get the same rush when we solve a puzzle incorrectly but think we've got it right.
Unlike the puzzles in a real game that have real solutions, there is no reality here, no solution in the real world. Instead, this is a breadcrumb trail away from reality, away from actual solutions, and towards a dangerous psychological rush.
It works because when you figure it out yourself, you own it. Because you've experienced the thrill of discovery, the excitement of the rabbit hole, the acceptance of a community that loves and respects you. Because you were convinced to connect the dots yourself, you can see the absolute logic of it. It's a feeling that game designers are always chasing, giving players the ability to live in a world of magic that is vibrant and alive with potential. A world that reveals itself to you day by day. A world you can understand and have a role in.
I can't believe people won't give that feeling up without a fight. Whatever happens with Trump or QAnon, one thing is certain. The gaming techniques employed in QAnon are simply too effective to be forgotten. The genie is out of the bottle. It may not be Q, but the gamification of propaganda will continue to evolve. This is just the beginning.
And finally, Iran and the story of a young woman named Mahsa Amini. She was 22 years old. Her crime was her failure, according to the laws of the Islamic Republic, to properly wear her hijab. She died after getting beaten by the so-called morality police. Amini's name has turned into a hashtag, a rallying cry for a protest movement. City after city had thousands taken to the streets. True to form, the Iranian authorities have disrupted and blocked access to social media and the internet. Nonetheless, Iranians, women in particular, are telling this story from abroad. Here are a few places to find them, starting on Twitter. Nazanin Ansari is a journalist who runs Kehan Live, an English-language Iranian outlet based in London. Roya Burumand is a human rights activist and educator. Her organization, Iran Rights, advocates for political prisoners. Mariam Memarsadeghi is an activist, artist, and podcast host based in Canada. For a useful overview, the Washington Post has tracked the spread of the demonstrations as well as key social media content. Tehran.
We interrupt this piece of propaganda to remind our listeners at Brighteon.tv, we will be continuing on the other side for the remainder of this hour, to the top of this hour. Take a 5-minute break and we'll be back to discuss foreign billionaire controlled the Texas Tribune event this weekend. They had people like Eyepatch McCain, Hillary Clinton, Beto O'Rourke, Newsom, you name it, the swamp of the swamp, funded by foreign billionaires. So we'll be right back. Thank you, Brighteon.tv. We'll see you tomorrow with Kash Patel, a name to remember. Here we go, Shady. Continue.
Iran Bureau is an online magazine associated with the Columbia School of Journalism in New York. It's out to improve English language coverage of Iran and has a media section worth checking out. The Iran Podcast is another project aiming to correct the mainstream narrative. It's run by Iranian-American journalist and analyst Negar Mortasavi.
We talked about the dehumanization and the demonization of Iranians in the political...
They're all tracking the protest story in Iran. So are we. We'll see you next time here at the
Listening Post. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Shady. Wow, guys. I'm sure there was no Q posts regarding Iran, Shady Groove, right? There's nothing there, right?
Pretty sure we got some stuff in there. Yes, a matter of fact, you know, giving them billions of dollars on pallets and things like that.
No. Oh, there's 81, Shady.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Ukraine, China, Iran opens the door far beyond the Biden family. How do you protect your interests? Shelter from prosecution. Public awareness, control, infiltrate, DOJ, FBI, state, intel, news, .. How many fired FBI Russian mid-year received a book deal? Book deals can be lucrative. Follow the family. U.S. taxpayers paid for it all. Information warfare. Wow, guys. Wow. You know, I think they're really afraid of what we have, the information that we have, Shady Groove. I was not, you know, our little segment in there talking about getting you guys, you know, they're afraid that you and I and all the amazing patriots, you know, like cleanelectionsusa.org, True the Vote, people helping watch their elections. We know that it was Dominion voting machines that were rigged. And then we had the mail-in ballots. We had the drop boxes. Then we had who funded it. And we found out that it was the same people that probably funded this hit piece, Shady Groove. Very interesting.
Yeah, I would almost guarantee that it is exactly the same people that funded it. And it's the same people that you guys out there have been going up against for 5 years now, where they come out and they assert this idea that, you know, what you're talking about isn't real. You can say all these different things that you want, but number one, Q is not a game. Q was an anonymous insider who was posting on the internet. I don't care what you say, that did happen. Oh, and then you want to talk about going down the rabbit holes. Well, discernment, thinking for yourself. Notice how that they're very particularly saying in that piece how to stop thinking for yourself. Get back over here to thinking like everybody else. You've run off the rail here. You're down the rabbit hole. You're on your own. Isn't that what thinking for yourself is? Being an individual and deciding and determining for yourself? If you didn't go out and buy a video game called Q, then I would imagine that you're not playing a video game called Q. Pretty simple.
Yeah. And Shady, let's just wrap this up one more time. This is great.
President Donald J. Trump put that on there. A guy wearing a Q pin. Storm is upon us. Patriots are in control.
We are hosts on this QAnon radio show celebrating.
And that is the reason that you are all here, because you know the truth. You all know who Donald Trump really is. You all know who the fight is really about and who the players are that actually want to destroy our country.
I love it, Shady Groove. That was well said, and I stand behind it. And, you know, apparently we are popping some heads, Shady Groove. And it's because of you, the listeners. Thank you guys very much for supporting this show, the Rumble Rants, the mg.show/donate, supporting My Pillow. That helps us too. Thank you guys very much, because we wouldn't be here without you, Shady.
I think that what we just showed you right there is a testament to the work that we're doing, the work that you've all done, the amount that they're willing to, you know, it's like Q responded, you know, talking about expending ammunition. Well, what is their ammunition? Their ammunition is ink. It's ink. It's printing articles. It's writing hit pieces. It's making videos to attack you. Like, that is their ammunition. And look at what they're having to do. They're to the point now where they're telling you that if you want to save your country, you're going to have to get up and get involved. It literally said that in that hit piece right there.
Yeah. And Q said that as well. It's giving the government back to the people. And that's Donald Trump, the speech that will get Donald Trump elected. That speech that Q dropped multiple times said just that. That's what they're afraid of. They don't want the government to go back to the people.
Yeah, if we give the government back to the people, then all of a sudden the Media Matters, they're not in control of it anymore, are they? All of a sudden the Hillary sycophants aren't in control of it anymore, are they? It seems like a play of desperation more than it does a play for your best interest.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're learning a lot here, and we're learning a lot with you. And remember, a fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. And Q has pointed to their own articles, Shady Groove, open source. And we did map things, and things did become true. And we did realize, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell is the only child sex trafficker that is guilty and spending 20 years in jail for trafficking to no one. Where's the list? Press 17 if you want the list of who Ghislaine Maxwell trafficked children to. Let's see, because
those are the guilty ones. Those are the ones that are actually guilty of the abuse.
Yeah. Yeah. Not you and I. We're just exposing it with everybody right here on the board. We got Fohammer, Zach, Donald, Spike. Thank you. Poussant, Shell, Ray. Invite him to the show. Rose Buttage. Hey, Rose Buttage. It is propaganda, Poussant. SGT Justice, Mrs. Monster. Thank you. Philly Bud Mama, thank you. Apples to Apples, Alchemist Zach, Miss Monsters, Fohammer. I already said that. Ladybug, Patrick of Tartaria, thank you. Linda, Hostler, Masshole, Patriot, I love that name. East Saint, Finn, even you, my brother. You know, all of our guests have deals too. And we're happy that you're here trolling us every day. Sometimes you troll us, sometimes you don't. But you know what? That just simply means we're over the target. Thank you, Finn, for paying attention to us. And thank
it's
you.
It's America.
It is America. Yeah. Yeah, and I have no reason to block them. I actually appreciate you, Finn. And with that, Shady Groove, we're going to be coming out of here. Go to mg.show/donate. Help us out. We love you guys. Much love. Be back. Hour number two. A lot more to come.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
You save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Countless deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of a greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we go one, we go all. I won't push you down, you won't let me fall. One day for sure.
number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, please.
Welcome back to hour number two. Press 17. If you think those guys on Al Jazeera that were doing the report are scarier than Q, my mom said the same thing. Let's see
a
all those
17s. Value one.
This is Q.
Vote two. Monetary value, tax contribution. Three. Why is free thought ridiculed, challenged, and threatened when a person is opposed to the mainstream narrative? Two. Remains fixed degree allowable by economic recession and expansion. One remains a variable. One dependent on a controlled system of information dissemination. What happens when 90% of the media is controlled and owned by six corporations? What happens when those same corporations are operated and controlled by a political ideology? What happens when the news is no longer free from bias? What happens when the news is no longer reliable and independent? What happens when the news is no longer trustworthy? What happens when the news simply becomes an extension arm of a political party? Fact becomes fiction. Fiction becomes fact. When does news become propaganda? Identity creation.
How does the average person who is under constant financial stress by design find time to research and discern fact versus fiction? Majority of people more prone to believe someone in power sitting behind a big brand news name. Do people, human psyche, tend to follow the majority mainstream viewpoint in fear of being isolated and or shunned? Mainstream is used for a reason. Dominate trend in opinion. If a majority of people believe X, then X must be validated true. Why do mainstream media heads within different organizations always use the same keywords and or catchphrases? Coordinated? By who? Outside entity providing instructions? Do they count on the fact that people, human psyche, are more prone to believe something if heard over and over again by different trusted sources? Do echo chamber tactics provide validation credibility to the topic point being discussed? Threat to intellectual freedom? Would control over of these institutions, organizations, allow for mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Read again. Digest. Would control over of these institutions, organizations, allow for the mass control of population's viewpoint regarding a desired topic? Logical thinking. Why, after the election of 2016, did D's and media corporations jumpstart a coordinated and planned divisive blitz intended to create falsehoods regarding illegitimacy of election, character assassination of POTUS through sexism, racism, and every other ism? Pre-post-2016 election, why were violent masked terror orgs such as Antifa immediately created and funded? Why were these organizations tasked with immediate intimidation, shutdown of any pro-POTUS rallies and or events? Why were marches immediately organized to counter and silence pro-POTUS rally and or events? Why were marches immediately organized which divided people into sex, gender, race, ism? When you control the levers of news dissemination, you control the narrative. Control of the narrative equals power. When you are blind, what do you see?
They want you divided. Divided by religion. Divided by sex. Divided by political affiliation. Divided by class. When you are divided and angry and controlled, you target those different from you, not those responsible controllers. Divided, you are weak. Divided, you pose no threat to their control. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or stable livestock-kept sheep. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that positions regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. This represents a clear and present danger to the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. Q.
Decide for yourself. Be free from outside opinion. Decide for yourself. Be objective in your conclusions. Decide for yourself. Be true in your own beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be open to following the facts. Decide for yourself. Be strong in defending your beliefs. Decide for yourself. Be resistant to blindly accepting factless statements.
Those that attack you, those that mock you, those who call you, those who control you, those who label you, do they represent you or do they represent themselves in some form? Mental enslavement.
The Great Awakening, freedom of thought, was designed and created not only as a back channel to the public, away from the long-standing mind control of the corrupt and heavily biased media, to endure future events through transparency and regeneration of individual thought, breaking the chains of groupthink, but more importantly, aid in the construction of a vehicle, a ship that provides the scattered free thinkers with a starter, new social networking platform which allows for freedom of thought, expression, patriotism, or national pride, feeling of love, devotion, and sense of attachment to a homeland and alliance with other citizens who share the same sentiment. When non-dogmatic information becomes free and transparent, it becomes a threat to those who attempt to control the narrative and or the stable. When you are awake, you stand on the outside of the stable, groupthink collective, and have free thought. Free thought is a philosophical viewpoint which holds that position regarding truth should be formed on the basis of logic, reason, and empiricism, rather than authority, tradition, revelation, or dogma. When you are awake, you are able to clearly see. The choice is yours and yours alone. Trust and put faith in yourself. You are not alone and you are not in the minority. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all. Q.
The entire world is watching. Patriots from around the world are praying for America. We're all bound by a feeling deep inside, a feeling that cannot be publicly expressed for fear of ridicule, a feeling that challenges the mainstream narrative against that which we are told to accept and dare not question. Put simply, that people are being abused by those in power and time is running out. Remember the battles of Lexington and Concord. Give me liberty or give me death. For far too long, we have been silent and allowed our bands of strength that we once formed to defend liberty and freedom to deteriorate. We became divided. We became weak. We elected traitors to govern us. We allowed evil to prey on us. Those who claimed to represent us gave us false hope, made false promises. The evil and corruption only grew.
This is more than party politics. This is about restoring old glory. This is about saving our land and our people from those who wish to harm. This is about preserving our republic. This is about preserving our safety. This is about restoring our strength. This is about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is about protecting our children. This is about saving America.
We are all God's children. We are fathers. We are mothers. We are daughters. We are sons. We are brothers. We are sisters. We do not look at race. We do not look at skin color.
We are united in these states of America. We are and will always be patriots. We must rise again. We must unite again. We must fight again for God and country. God bless America. Where we go one, we go all.
Yeah, that's what Q is, guys. That is what Q is. Shady Groove, welcome back to hour number two. That is what Q is.
Yes, it is. A very, very good representation right there of who we are and what we're all doing here and why we're doing it all together at the same time, collectively coming together for one cause to save our country, to save what we know to be America. The last bastion of hope, the last bastion of freedom on planet Earth resides here in America. And it is up to all of us to realize that we the people means we the people. If we the people don't do it, then somebody else will. And that's the problem that we're in, and we're working on course correcting right now. Very good to play that again today, to bring that back around, to show again who we are. If you want to talk about Q, let's talk about it truthfully. Why don't any of those people that you just saw and what we played in the first hour ever come to this show and ask us to make an appearance or ask what our opinions are? They don't want to hear that because they understand what we're going to say. They're afraid of what we will say because we will tell them the truth, that Q is real and it is an operation to free America and to free the people's minds from the globalist torment that's currently happening.
Amen to that. And Shady Group, Ghost Rider K, Hour 2 Love. Thank you, MG Show, for all you do. Thank you, Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider K, thank you. Cheesehead, $25. Congratulations to your Packers. The Bears won also. Keep those truths coming, guys. Lisa 17 Blair, $117 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. Where we go one, we go all. God bless America. God bless you, Lisa Blair. We couldn't do it without you. And you guys don't understand how much your support helps us. We're not funded by Lucifizer. We're funded by you. Thank you so much. So Shady, this weekend there was a Texas Tribune, the Texas Tribune event in Austin, Texas. I mean, Texas, you know, if you're living in Austin, you're not very free, guys. You know, Texas needs to step up. We need Texas to step up like they do Florida, like we do in Florida, because these events are being stopped. Dark money is being stopped in Florida. You need to look into your dark money as well. The reason why I say that, Shady Groove, is the Texas Tribune. Let's just take a little bit of a look at them. This is who they are right here. They're supporters, they're donors and members, subscribe. Let's look at a little bit of them. The Arnold Ventures, Laura and John Arnold, they $5.4 million. Bill and Melinda Gates of Hell Foundation, $2.7 million of all-time donations to this rag of lies. Paul Foster, Houston Endowment, Facebook Journalism Project. Facebook even donated to them. Look at all these foundations, guys. Cynthia and George Mitchell, the Ford Foundation. You know, Ford would be rolling in his grave right now. The Tobin Project, the Meadows Foundation, Ross Perot. I knew Ross Perot was a plant with the Hillwood Development Company. Stillwater, Charles Butt. He's the butt of all the jokes right now, Shady Groove. Woody and Gail Hunt Family Foundation, Sumner's Klein Hines Family Foundation, Greater Texas Foundation, Winkler Family Foundation. Look at these. Tyson, Nicole and Tyson Tuttle. Let's go look at we even have the Windward Fund, the Water Fund Initiative, $250,000. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but a lot of these people are part of the Windward Fund. And this is where your Arabella advisors and your foreign billionaires, this is foreign billionaire money right here, guys. Hans-Jörg Weiss. Amidar.
Right there in black and white.
Yeah, right there in black and white, guys. Okay, so T. Boone Pickens. Look at that. Interesting, right, Shady? Wasn't he supposed to be a hero at one time? So, I mean, you even have AARP of Texas. You know, let's go look at that. Let's go look at the organizations, actually sponsors, become a member. Wait, where's the other one here? Corporate sponsors. Let's look at corporate sponsors. Their corporate sponsors are great. Let's just look at this. Oh, wow. Look at that. Let's put them in order of, let me just see. For some reason, I don't have the same thing I had before. Let me just double check. Here we go. Let's just go on total. Here we go. This is total. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. Your insurance is paying $1.3 million to sponsor.
What do you think they get for that?
It's garbage. Pearson, that's the school. That these people are, Pearson, they're doing all the school crap. $1.2
million. School books. Right.
Yep. Raise Your Hand Texas. I bet that has Arabella advisor ties. Methodist Healthcare Ministries of South Texas. Huh. AT&T, Original Pay Sewer Company.
Imagine that.
$1 million, Shady. Almost 9.3, almost. Texas A&M University, University of Texas Austin, Walmart, Texas Monthly. Look at this, Shady. Google. This is how they, this is, you know, you got to understand that this is basically Pepsi. Look at that, Pepsi. This is basically a way, AARP Texas. You, if you're in Texas, get out of AARP now. Go cancel your membership now. Because they're using you to give you a discount off coffee? Southwest Airlines, Statesroom, Texas 2036, HEB. This is another economy, guys. This is how they fund taking your country from you, Shady. This is another economy. You see this? They do it by foundations. It's the foundation, stupid. And then it's all the company.
Effectively taking your voice away, right? Because these companies, they compile their money into these organizations, and then they act like they're speaking for all of these people. But in all reality, they're just speaking for the sponsors, and the sponsors are all working against you.
Mm-hmm. Your IDEA public schools gave them $100,000? That didn't go for the kids. So just very interesting. These are your Tito's handmade vodka. No more Tito's for me. Vote with your wallet, guys. Toyota. Go ahead, Shane.
Wow. I was just going to say that is an extensive list right there that really, I mean, there's almost no one left out of it, right? I mean, what's not represented in those two that you just looked through? Every organization, every foundation, it's represented right there.
Yeah. Houston Endowment, Inc. are their founding members. The founders in 2009, John Thornton, Julie Thornton, the Klein Foundation. These people, 100,000. So then they started up rather small, but look at that, guys. John Thornton, in order of, you know, look at this. This is how they started out, guys. So this is what they did. Their events this weekend was called the Texas Tribune. What was it called? Tribfest, the Texas Tribune Festival. So it's their signature event of the year. And boy, oh boy, did they get a lot of people. The fun doesn't end there. Look at all the people they got, Shady. We're unlocking Tribfest conversations with Liz Cheney, Hillary Clinton, Ted Cruz, Pete Edge, and many others. Anyone can watch these recorded events online anytime because we're funded by, look at this. These are all, this here, Women Are Voting, I bet, is an Arabella Advisors Foundation, guys.
Guarantee it.
This is funded, Shady, by foreign billionaires. So let's go take a look at this. Here's Crenshaw, one-eye patch McCain.
Promises he still can't keep. And then going to get a basement office as a junior senator. No, I'm good.
Well, there's the news, folks. Yeah. There's the news. Thank you all so much. Someday.
He's not running. So that's good. Eye patch McCain is not running. Remember, there's a Q post about that. Let's just keep going up here a little bit and just see who else spoke here. This is Asa Hutchinson. I would think that our party and our country needs somebody different if he would vote for Donald Trump. Look at this.
Was the goodness of America reflected in former President Trump?
Yes.
Well, it was not reflected on the national scene, certainly on January 6th.
Could you vote for him again if he was a nominee?
I would think that our party and our country need somebody different.
Do you consider yourself a never Trump Republican?
You know, you're spending a lot of time on that particular topic.
But this leads me into, this leads me back to you. Once we get through this, it's just a little.
So I was a chairman of the Trump campaign for reelection.
Okay.
Because I believed he was the best choice for our country.
He is.
But January 6th changed that, and not
run by the FBI and Antifa.
It's what led up to that in the failure to peacefully transfer power and to recognize how important that is in our democracy. That was that crossed the line. And I don't think that confidence has been restored by, you know, everything that's happened since then, even. And so, yeah, we need a different direction.
Do we? How's the direction going now, Asa? Right? So that's Asa Hutchinson. Strong interest in making sure we have options for leadership. You know, we have our options and we're electing them. You saw the hit piece that they spent millions of dollars, well, thousands of dollars for, to attack Q, quote, Anon, QAnon, quote, end quote. There is no QAnon, there's Q, and there's many Anons. And they admitted that there's 30 million of us, and we think that there's a lot more. But Shady, look at this. Here is Hillary Clinton.
You've made a number of predictions about him, including in lots of interviews with me right after the election. You came, you made a bunch of them. I want to run through a bit of a lightning round. You said in 2016 that he'd be Putin's puppet. You said that he'd avoid paying taxes. Fine, obvious. That he'd take to the court, he'd take the courts and overturn Roe versus Wade, and that he would claim that the election was rigged if he lost in 2020. That's pretty accurate. How do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I did say all that, and I can't say that I feel any satisfaction for having predicted it, because I think it turned out to be even worse than I knew at the time. So now we're in this big fight for our democracy and the rule of law, and he is still out there making all kinds of dangerous statements, so it's not over yet.
So you've made a number of...
Wow, huh, Shady? Interesting. Wow. But let's go to this one. This is... Listen to this, Shady.
24.
He will run if it's at all possible for him to run.
Meaning?
Meaning that he will run because of his ego and narcissism that will just absolutely drive him to run, and because he will also have the belief that the only way he can escape legal accountability, both civil and criminal, is to be elected president again.
All right. Will he win?
I don't think so. But who would have thought he would get more votes the second time after people actually saw what he did? That was an unfortunate wake-up call, too.
Will he run?
Interesting, Shady Grove. Did you hear that? I mean, wow.
Yeah, because that right there is a red pill. No incumbent has ever been elected or ever received more votes the second time that they did their first time, except for Donald Trump. So effectively, she's just admitted that Donald Trump won the election.
Now they're talking about the Electoral College. Check it out.
The Electoral College effort by Republicans in power in states like this one and so many others to make sure that they will never lose the Electoral College again. You know, I won by more than 3 million votes. Biden won by more than 7 million. But if you look at the Electoral College, I lost by about 70,000 votes. So literally 35, 36, 37 going a different way in three states, I would have won. Biden only won by about 100,000 votes in the Electoral College. Part of the fury of Trump and his Republican allies was because they thought they had avoided that happening. They don't care about the popular vote. They don't care about majority rule or will. They only care about manipulating the outcomes in states like Georgia, like Arizona, like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, so that they now don't control the states that they did when I lost the Electoral College. But they do control some of the states that Biden won by really narrow margins. So suppressing the vote, purging voters, and this crazy idea that state legislatures should be able to pick electors. So that's why I say I do not think he can ever win the popular vote. Mm-hmm. And I do not think that he could actually legitimately win the Electoral College, but I believe that he and his allies will do everything possible to try to upend that.
All right.
Sound like she kind of told us all about their plan and what they did, Shady. Didn't that sound like a little bit of projection to you?
It absolutely sounded like projection to me. And if you listen to that just right, she's telling you exactly what they did. She's not even mixing words up there.
So remember, Hillary Clinton testified for 11 hours. In regards to her emails, and Comey came out and said, yes, in fact, you did have emails that were top secret and you didn't have the clearance to do it. It was on a server. She was actually should be found guilty, even with what Comey said, Shady Groove. Let's listen to her now.
And did not find.
One of the newest ones, you have said they didn't contain classified information, that there is some included classified information, even if they weren't marked as classified.
That is the biggest bunch of baloney. You know, this was the retroactive classification argument, which which made no sense to anybody. And again, that's part of what Tillerson and Pompeo were looking for and did not find.
All right.
I've answered these questions a million times. Mm-hmm. I have testified for 11 hours. I would love to see Donald Trump testify for 30 minutes in public about any of this.
Fair point. One of the newest ones.
So they had about 10 people in the audience cheering for that, Shady Groove. I'd love to see him testify too, Shady Groove. I'd love to see equal justice under the law for you, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think that he would have any issue whatsoever with testifying. As a matter of fact, the only reason that he hasn't testified to this point is because they haven't been able to get him on anything that was substantial enough to force a testimony. You know, I mean, at some point you'd think that, you know, if you have a perp there, you're going to force a testimony, you're going to bring him in and you're going to interrogate them. But man, we've got 5 years of investigation, still no real interrogation. Why is that? Doesn't that seem unusual considering?
So Hillary's the next clip, Shady, that we're going to play is she's tipping her hand. As you've seen in the news, the Democrats think that they can hold the Senate. But it depends on who turns out.
The GOP is more motivated by the narrative around the vast conspiracy, the vast, I guess, left wing conspiracy. What would you call it? I don't know. Just a reference. The Dems are more motivated with abortion and other things. What do you?
Well, I think it depends upon where you are. Mm-hmm. But we've got three examples. We had a New York special election. We had the Kansas referendum, and we have the Alaska special election. Mm-hmm. And the evidence is, number one, that the pro-choice candidates and the pro-choice position in Kansas won. Secondly, we know that registration is going up dramatically among Democrats and women and young people. And that suggests to me that there is motivation on that side. I assume that Republicans are also being motivated by whatever they're being told on social media or from, you know, people they listen to. So that's why this midterm is so critically important, because it all comes down, and this sounds simplistic, but it's totally true. It all comes down to who turns out. I personally believe that we have a chance not only to hold the Senate, but add one or two senators. But it depends upon who turns out. And I
like illegal immigrants, Shady?
That we could hold the House if Americans knew several things. Number one, the Republicans in the House are now on record of wanting to put Social Security and Medicare up for a periodic vote. Can you imagine letting these people vote as to whether you get Social Security or you're eligible for Medicare? Number two, that if they get the majority, they will pass a national ban on abortion. And number three, that they're...
Number two, it's not a national ban on abortion. The federal government has no say in it. It's state rights.
Is a lot to be worried about when it comes to protecting our democracy. And part of the way you help protect our democracy is to... You know, keep the Senate and the House under Democratic leadership and try to give us a few more votes in the Senate so we can try to prevent what some in the states are planning to do, which is to, you know, essentially declare victory no matter what the vote is.
Interesting.
It's interesting. Yeah, the way she's talking there, it almost makes you understand that she already knows that they lost. She already knows it. Like it read between the lines a little bit there, and she is actually very paranoid and understands that there's no way that they can hold this back, and projecting again about, you know, what is and what isn't initiating fear. That is what we want. What you said right there is what we want. We want the states to be able to decide. We want the people of the state to be able to make that decision. It should not be coming from the federal government. It has nothing to do with the Constitution. Each state is individual, and they should decide amongst yourselves.
And Shady, so it goes on, this Kara Wisher asks Hillary, are you worried America is becoming a failed democracy?
A big topic among them.
Look, I think that if Trump and his enablers had their way, that's what would happen to us. Admiring Viktor Orban in Hungary, cozying up to Putin and being embarrassed when he invaded Ukraine that you couldn't keep cozying up to him, you know, that is a repudiation of our values and of the kind of democratic principles that I think we used to believe everybody essentially took for granted, right? So yeah, I do worry about the undermining of the rule of law. I worry about the tinkering and the efforts to make sure the Electoral College, no matter what the popular vote is, never goes against the Republican candidate. I worry about the, and it's no longer just the whiff of violence, but the appeals to violence that we saw on January 6th, but have seen and heard since then. I do. I worry about it a lot. You know, I remember as a young student,
communist,
you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen?
And you know,
I'd
how
watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night.
Here we go.
Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure. I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy. You know, I believe one of the reasons that Putin decided, what the heck, I'm going to go invade Ukraine, I can take them over, you know, in 3 or 4 days, is because he assumed if Trump had been reelected, Trump would have pulled us out of NATO. And then Trump didn't end up back in the White House. And so Putin's saying, well, I can't wait. I'm not going to wait around. I'm going to do it because I
was just going to ask about
Putin. I am the, you know, the Russian emperor. So I do think that the threats to democracy are real, and the only way to defeat them is showing up and voting. And, you know, when I say that, people go, well, what else can I do? Well, there are a lot of other things you can do, but if you don't do that, you see.
So, Shady, when people were, like, going like this, does that mean Heil Hitler, or does that mean number one, or where we go one, we go all? What does that mean? Why are they trying to tie that to Hitler? We've actually seen the Queen of England doing the Nazi salute, which they all love. You know, you guys all were like, oh, the Queen's dead here. She's great. No, she's not. Hitler is not. She's more socialist communist than Donald Trump is. Donald Trump wants a republic, not a democracy, Shady. What's your take on this? Why are they so upset about saying number one? So all the people that won the World Series, they're now doing Hitler salutes because they're number one?
Yeah, let's not forget the 80,000 people in a concert that all hold their lighter up at the same time. What do they mean whenever they do that? I'm not really exactly sure what that is what that is indicative of out there. I think it's very funny. I think it's funny that they're realizing that this movement, Who We Are as America, is stronger than they thought. And they understand that Donald Trump is not only standing in between us and them, but he's also leading us out of this nonsense that you've been known as, you know, your corrupt political atmosphere for decades and decades and decades. And she's, you know, like I said, there was a lot of things that she said there that should compel you to understand how she's talking in doublespeak and how she's literally projecting, like Jeff said, she's projecting and making it appear the other side is doing what she is doing and trying to smear in that regard. It's not going to work. It doesn't matter if it's the okay symbol, the thumbs up symbol, the one finger up. Anything that you do with your fingers and hands at a Donald Trump rally will be connected to Hitler. It doesn't really matter what it is. So, I mean, the only thing I know to do is wear it as a badge of honor and just keep moving forward.
Catherine Engelbrecht got, because she said, I'm going to surprise Greg on the MG show. And she got all hell broke loose with the Breb trolls and Lynn Wood trolls. Let's see. Is Hillary going to run for re-election, Shady? Let's check it out.
Would you run again?
No.
No.
Yeah!
Not for president.
Oh!
Not for
president.
Anything that I can
do. Not for
of.
President.
Serve again in some capacity?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about that because it's just not something that I see as likely to happen.
Would you run again?
No.
No. Not for president.
Not for president and really not for anything that I can think of.
Would you like to serve again in some capacity?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I haven't thought about that because it's just not something that I see as likely to happen.
Would you run again?
Wow, Shady Groove. I mean, that's great news. You know, it's also interesting that the Hillary, the Clinton Foundation is under investigation for like $300 million worth of crap. We can go into that a little bit later, but you know, Hillary, is out there, you know, she's afraid, Shady. They're panicking. They're panicking because they know if Donald J. Trump gets back into office, Shady, that they will have to stand for their crimes against humanity. Crime against humanity, Hillary Clinton.
I think that what they're most afraid of is the power of the pen, which Donald Trump will have whenever he comes back to office. And he will be able to make sweeping changes in very short amounts of time with these bureaucratic organizations. And we have the power of the people behind him now. We're not going to go back. Whenever he runs again, he's not going to be running on defense like you saw, like what you saw in the run up to 2016 and even the run up to 2020. You're going to see something completely different from him. He's going to be on offense, and right now he's already starting that, which is to say that he is speaking in ways of things that he has no regard for what they think about. He is putting up the stuff connecting to Q. What does that show you? It shows you he doesn't care what they think, and what it means when you don't care what they think is that you're on offense, not on defense. Whenever you're on defense, you're consistently defending yourself. No matter what they say, you're like, oh, no, it wasn't that, it was this. Going forward, we're not going to have to do that. He's just going to assert the truth and move forward.
That's right. And, you know, somebody asked if Q post number one that replies to is Hillary was arrested. You know, when you get arrested, you can make bail and, you know, be out. You know, it could be classified. We don't know if she was or wasn't. With Q, news unlocks the map. Okay. So we don't really know that. We can't confirm or actually deny it. If you know, like, you know, Shady, you could be arrested and released on your own recognizance, right? I mean, we all know that. So, you know, when they say, oh, Hillary was arrested, maybe she was. We don't know yet. Maybe she wasn't. We don't know yet. Maybe she will be. Well, I tell you what, the evidence that we have as the American people against Hillary Clinton and the whole crime court cartel with the Bidens and everybody else, Ghislaine Maxwell, 25 times, Bill Clinton, to Epstein's Island. Where's the list, Ghislaine Maxwell? Why are you in jail spending 20 years of your life, the rest of your life, in jail, child trafficking to no one? We of the American people want to understand what really happened and who is involved. We know. We have the black book. We have some of the plane logs. Isn't that right, Alan Dershowitz? Welcome aboard, Dershowitz. Welcome aboard, Alan.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, isn't that what they're afraid of? At the end of the day, aren't they afraid of that exposure coming forward? And again, this is stuff that if you had a media that was even partially worth their salt, they would explain this to you. But the media are cooperating concurrently with the FBI to push all this stuff under the rug that they don't want you to hear or to know about. I mean, we have whistleblower confirmation now, literally coming out and saying that they are tabling anything to do with trafficking cases and investigations so that they can go after you, so that they can investigate school boards. So like literally, and then also the one whistleblower that was on Bongino this weekend, he said that what we do is like, if we have a target, let's say, Forgotten Country out there is a target. So we have him. And so we're investigating him and it's my case file. Then every 90 days, all I have to do is go in and make a little update and refile it, and that case stays open. So effectively, they have cases open on millions and millions of Americans, and no one knows the wiser because it's all kept in-house. And that is completely outside of the rules and regulations for investigating an American by an American entity.
And, you know, Shady, you know, we've got, you know, we're going through these clips that are sponsored by businesses in Texas, universities, foundations, the Windward Foundation, AT&T. which is directly attached to Arabella Advisors, AT&T, which is, right, the Pesos' first company. That used to be called the CIA, by the way, if you really know your history. But, Shady, these people are sick, okay? And Austin, I pray for Austin, Texas, guys, because if you guys don't get a handle on Austin, I'll tell you, it's crazy. They're moving everybody over there. Now, this is Jamie Raskin, Shady. I want to go over to Jamie Raskin. Remember, the Texas Tribune, I just wanted to give you a reminder, is funded by foreign billionaires, guys, okay? Taking your rights. This is Raskin. He's talking about Roger Stone. Raskin is on the January 6th committee. Let's listen to what he has to say about Roger Stone. Very interesting.
Part of the story of extremism.
Can you hear that?
Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and other groups that were in Washington.
A little low. I can hear it.
Yeah, it's them.
Some associations that day with Roger Stone, the longtime Trump advisor. Politico's Kyle Cheney has reported that the committee has gone over to Denmark to try to secure footage of Roger Stone from a documentary filmmaker. We haven't seen that yet. Should we expect to see it soon? Or
I think there might be some clues that that surfaced from the new information we got there. It's not just Roger Stone, of course, who was interfacing with the underworld of domestic violence extremists. It was also Michael Flynn, which is why I call them the Flintstones. There are others who played that role. I mean, Roger Stone, though, is the classic. I mean, he's basically spent his whole career at that toxic nexus.
Yeah, we have volume issues. Maybe Yeti's pumping it up.
Elite. And then
I'm at full volume.
Fascist street fighters.
Why does he matter in the January 6th?
So very interesting. I'm sorry. They have bad audio because, you know, apparently the foreign billionaires couldn't get the audio right on this one. But, you know, the United States, you know, is being hijacked from within, guys. How do you take down the most free country in the world, Shady? By direct attack or by classified?
Infiltration.
Infiltration. Yeah. So there, Jamie Raskin, he's a Raskin. All right.
I mean, you know, they have to have it handed to them too. You know, I mean, you know, I understand the infiltration, but the reality is, you know, what we went over last night on the Unpatriot Act Q Lounge was directly talking about this, everybody, and making drawing the line between what we all did after 9/11 and implementing this Patriot Act and every single thing that they're currently doing to patriots and to Donald Trump. They derive their power directly from the Patriot Act. That was specifically, you know, the whole thing about money laundering and chasing your bank account around and preventing money laundering. Well, that came out of the Patriot Act, and you don't really see 150 red flag warnings on Hunter Biden's laptop or Hunter Biden's bank affairs, money laundering, red flags that no one investigates, but you get one, and I promise you, agents will show up at your door.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then we had a showing from Ted Cruz, Shady. Check out what he says when asked about why are people reluctant to criticize Donald J. Trump on the Republican side?
Why are people reluctant on the Republican side to criticize Donald Trump? It's a number of things. Number one, unlike many people in politics, if someone criticizes him, he turns around and punches them in the face. I mean, it's not complicated. And I saw a lot of my colleagues. I saw meetings where he'd get up and different Republican senators would criticize him. He'd spend the whole meeting just like slamming him with a stick. That people respond to incentives. People notice that. You know, my view of it, so I would be walking down. So in the Capitol, as you walk from your office to the Capitol vote, and you do that multiple times a day, there are swarms of reporters that come around. They ask questions constantly. And I had a rule of thumb where I said, listen, I don't comment on tweets. If you want to ask me about policy, you want to ask me about tax policy or national security or immigration, I'll talk about any policy question you want. But if you want to ask me what they did every day you'd have 30 reporters come up and say, did you see Trump's latest tweet?
It's true, by the way.
Like it was just, that was the question. And my view is, if you ask me about his latest tweet, I got nothing to say on that. Now, part of it is listen, my view, and I've said this a lot of times, I like what we accomplished under Trump. I think there's an incredible record of policy victories. We had the economy booming. We had the lowest unemployment in 50 years. We had the lowest African
American
unemployment
ever recorded. You didn't do anything.
Ever recorded. We had the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever recorded. The country was safe. I'm incredibly grateful for the policy victories we had. I disagree with a lot of the things Donald Trump says. And I made a decision that I wasn't going to be giving color commentary on MSNBC for every tweet or every statement that was obviously indefensible. I think that's the right balance. And I'll tell you, for any Republican, that was a complicated decision. How do you deal with Trump? I made the decision when he does things that are good and praiseworthy, I will praise him. And when he says things I disagree with, I'm just not going to engage in the day-to-day color commentary. I'm going to leave it. There will be plenty of people on every TV station hyperventilating. And I actually think the American people grew kind of numb to it. Because if you look at the media for 4 years, everything he said and done did was World War III. It was like the most unbelievable thing until the next. And I think people got tired of that. I think you see that today where the media is still obsessed with it.
So that's very interesting from a never Trumper, Shady Groove. Remember when he was actually called into Trump's office as well, when Trump got elected? There might have been something there too, Shady Groove.
Yeah, what I was remembering was whenever Ted Cruz was on a stage doing a campaign rally event in the run-up for the 2016 presidency, and Donald Trump flying behind him in his in Trump Force One and like tilting the plane to the side over the crowd at the Ted Cruz event. That was pretty epic.
And then you had Beto O'Rourke there. You know, that guy is such a
Beto.
Yeah, he's a Beto. O'Rourke. So I'm going to skip through that. But there was one comment that he made, Shady Groove. Beto O'Rourke on the news the other day. Let me just double check this. Let me make sure I have it here. He actually said something very weird, Shady. He said that, let me just get to it because I don't want to just misquote it. I want to quote it correctly. Let me just see if I can find it real quick. Here it is.
We need to be able to bring in new energy. We need to be able to bring in new voters.
Huh. Okay. You know, so if you understand Q post,
we need to be able to
749 mind control, using people as crops, used for energy and immigration. So he's not talking about energy. He's talking about the foreign folks, Shady Groove, in my opinion, new energy, new mind controlled victims that are coming through the border to vote.
Mm-hmm. Agree with you.
And interestingly enough, Q Plus POTUS came out on stage at 7:49 p.m. Eastern time at the rally, which is my birthday post, February 12th, 2018, regarding the Matrix movie, using people as a crop. Where did they get that idea from? Yeah.
Yeah, certainly a coincidence, right? You know,
It's got to be. It's got to be a coincidence. Mm-hmm. So maybe I was just plussed, Finn. How about that? So let's continue with that. I'm going to just skip Beto O'Rourke due to the sake of time. I do want to get a couple of Liz Cheney's in here. We had Gavin Newsom. He was really worried about President Donald J. Trump. Let me get to that real quick. Here he is.
I worry about Trump. Worry about Trumpism. I worry more about Tucker Carlson. I worry about Ron DeSantis. He's a bully.
We know.
He threatened the Special Olympics with $27 million in fines. Who does that?
Somebody that sticks up for the rights of his people.
You guys, I mean, Abbott is light years ahead in policy than DeSantis, but DeSantis has weaponized it to the next level. So yeah, I worry about Trump because, you know, Trump has proven that democracy is now partisan, which is remarkable. and there's existential quality to him, but there's also an existential quality to what's coming behind him that I caution everybody about. I'm not as consumed 24/7 by all things Trump as so many others are. That's why I've been out focusing on the rights revolution is really happening state by state, focus on what's happening.
So very interesting. He never thought democracy was bipartisan. You understand that? Because, you know, on the left, you have the communisms. On the right, you had the Nazism, National Socialism. We'll just call it that. And that's, you know, one head of the bird, two wings working in tandem, guys. So he can't understand that democracy is bipartisan. You see that, guys? Democracy is communism. It's socialism. Shady.
Well, what's going on is that they were considering the two-party political conversation as being the back and forth, right? Well, what happened? What happened is that we came, Q or the Patriots came out with the actual alternative viewpoint to the narrative. You see, the narrative consists of their whole little game there on both sides, and they're very comfortable with that. But what is really going on right now is we're standing here and we're presenting a completely different perspective. A completely different angle to look at this. You know, they're explaining their actions as X. We explain their actions as Y. They're pretending like they're doing it to save America. We understand that they're doing it to destroy America. And that part of the conversation that the politicians that were selected were properly fighting for America, that is gone now. And now you can see clearly, you can see the game board and understand that your perspective, what you really think, is the alternative through their narrative.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Carrie Lake is not elected.
So,
what do they get people in Texas to clap for this crap?
Campaigning for Democrats, if that's what it takes.
Yes.
It does. Okay. Yeah. Right.
And then they clap for that. Wow. They like human trafficking. They like child trafficking. They like the fentanyl killing your neighbors.
I guess. Wow. Just astonishing to me.
I have a feeling their narrative is busted, Shady Groove. And with that, Shady, that brings us to another close of another great MG show. Thank you guys very much for joining us right here on the MG show. If you feel it in your soul to help support us, thank you so much. mg.show/donate. Shady, we got Cash Patel tomorrow. Cash Patel, let's hope that we're confirmed. So Cash Patel tomorrow, and it's gonna be a good.
We're definitely confirmed. We've got him for a short amount of time at the top of the hour tomorrow. So don't miss it. Get over here, be here bright and early, because he will be here to give us a little bit of a lead in. Remember, we have the Danchenko trial starting October 11th. Mr. Cash Patel has some insight on that for you. Looking forward.
Let's
to it.
Let's do it. Oh, and Cash Patel has a new book out. We're going to talk about that. He's going to, if you get the autograph, there's about four or five of them that are going to have WWG1, WGOL. Oh, my God, WGW. Oh, my God. He's going to put Where We Go One, We Go All in his book autograph. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the MG Show. The new song called The Great Awakening by Mr. Good. Shady Groove, let's check it out. God bless you all. See you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the year 2022, where the people of the planet Earth questioned everything that they thought they knew. For too long, we put our trust in the very system which enslaved us. But now we're on a warpath to destroy those who betrayed us. Over the past few years, it has become crystal clear that a psychopathic globalist cult have declared war on the people using fear and some very nasty that do more harm than good. And so we hope to God our message is understood.
Wake up, wakey, wakey, what you waiting for? Can't you see that the devil's knocking, knocking at your door? And if you won't join the fight, then buckle up and step aside for the great awakening.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, If I missed anyone, I hope you snowflakes don't get a little bit annoyed. But why are we even arguing about such menial crap when every single man, woman, and drag queen is under attack? We are not your enemies. That is just another trick made to confuse us. While the real enemy constantly lies, steals, and abuses us. These people are criminals, and we demand swift justice. And so for the sake of our children's future, we ask you to trust us.
Wake up, wakey, wakey, what you waiting for? Can't you see that the devil's knocking, knocking at your door? And if you won't join the fight, then buckle up and step aside for the great awakening.
Roll up, everybody. You're just in time for the revolution, where the people of planet Earth finally soar through the grand illusion. We are being lied to about everything, and that is not an exaggeration. And so we ask you for your courage in this moment of desperation. Finally, we the people must learn to fight back, because the very fabric of our existence is under attack. And as people realize exactly how much is at stake, one by one, the lights flick on and we become awake. Wake up!
Wake up, wakey, wakey, what you waiting for? Can't you see that the devil's knocking, knocking at your door? And if you won't join the fight, then buckle up and step aside for the great awakening. Wake up, wakey, wakey, what you waiting for? Can't you see that the devil's knocking, knocking at your door? And if you won't join the fight, then buckle up and step aside for the great awakening. Wakey, wakey, what you waiting for? Can't you see that the devil's knocking, knocking at your door? And if you won't join the fight, then buckle up and step aside for the great awakening. Wake up, wakey, wakey, what you waiting for?
www.mg.show. Boom.